Hi, and welcome to this tutorial of getting started with your first Logic app. I'm Jeff Holland, a program manager on the Microsoft integration team. And let's just get started really quickly making a Logic app from scratch that's going to trigger whenever there's a new tweet, and it's going to send us an email. Now, obviously, you can do much more rich and complex integration workflows with Logic apps, but this is a good one to get started. So the first thing you'll notice when you start a Logic app is that there's a number of different templates you can select from to get started and to learn more. You can also click the available APIs icon to get some information on the different connectors that we have. And there's a help button here as well to help you get started. For us, we're just going to choose a blank Logic app. And the first thing we need to do is select a trigger. What is going to start this Logic app? You see we've got a number of connectors with triggers out of the box. You can also extend this with your own custom connectors. But for now, we're just going to do a trigger to Twitter for when there is a new tweet. Now, it's going to ask us to sign in here. Every one of our connectors has connections that you can create with authentication data. All right, so once we've created the connection, it's going to want to know the information that it needs. Now, if I click this Edit button here, you can see that I can choose how frequently it's going to check. In this case, I'm going to check Twitter every 15 seconds. And I want to search for the hashtag Logic App, which means whenever it finds this hashtag Logic App, it's going to trigger a Logic App. So let's go ahead and add our next steps. You see here I could add an action. I could add a condition. I could add more, like a for each loop or a do until loop. Let's go ahead and just add an action quickly. You'll notice here, before I add this action, there's actually a drop-down of the different ways I can extend Logic apps. I can call APIs from app services, I can call other Logic apps, like nested Logic apps, and I can call Azure Functions to do compute in the middle of an app. For now, I'm going to use an out-of-the-box connector, which is Outlook 365, or Office 365. And let's go ahead and send an email with Office 365 Exchange Online. You see, in this case, I have already authenticated, so it's not going to ask me to create another one. And let's go ahead and send this email to myself. And you'll notice as I'm typing in this email address, Logic Apps is creating tokens for the different outputs that are available from this workflow. So it knows at this time, I could say that there was a new tweet posted with hashtag Logic App. And in the body, I could select one of these tokens. So in this case, I want to select the tweet text, which is going to send me an email now with that text. And I could continue to write stuff in here, and it's going to concatenate that on. But just that simply, I'm able to continue to add steps, and in this case, just the simple Twitter to email. Once I'm ready to go, I can go ahead and click Save, which is just going to save my Logic app and publish it. And you'll notice now when I close out of this designer, it's going to start checking. So in this case, it's already checked once. It was skipped, didn't find any new tweets. In another screen, I'm actually going to go ahead and tweet so I have something to pick up. I can refresh to continue to keep my trigger history up to date. I can also manually tell it to go check Twitter right now. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go say, hey, go check Twitter. I know there's something there now. Okay, so now you'll see that the Logic app has picked up the hashtag. It has fired a Logic app, which is now running. I'm going to go ahead and open that. It's probably succeeded by the time this is going to load. And what it's going to show now is the run monitoring view, which shows me the different steps that happen in my workflow. So I can see that a tweet was posted, says running my first Logic app. That was the tweet I posted. And it also says that it successfully sent an email and the body was running my first Logic app was tweeted, and I got that email address. So I can continue to go through here, and if I refresh this again, you'll see I have the list of my runs. It's still continuing to check Twitter, and that's available to me. I have information on different settings for my workflow. I can enable Azure Alerts. I can configure different settings here. So that's enough to get started with your first Logic app. I encourage you to try building a Logic app yourself. Use one of our many templates. And good luck. Let us know if you have any questions.